used to be on them. Little buttons about this wide over the cracks.
Yes.
And 12-inch bores.
Uh-huh.
And then I taken the buttons off and put the shingles on.
Uh-huh.
And siding on, I called it.
What do you call the things on the edge of the roof where the that carries the water off?
Eaves.
Eaves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you got a house and you got an L, what do you call the place where the two come together?
A gable roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down?
Well, you call that a valley, I believe you called it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called. For you buy a piece of tin to put down in there, it's called a valley tin.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess that's right. Or that's, you know, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah. The top of the roof comes, the points will come together in a little.
Point up there.
Yeah, you know what you call those edges that come down the side? Did you have a word for that? Did you ever have a John?
Well, the eaves is what we generally call it.
Yeah.
The eaves of the house, yeah. Then they say, speak about, like that comes out now and say, how far off is at the eaves of the house from 2 foot or 18 inches or 4 foot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But remember this, the wider your eave is on the house, the longer the house will last you.
Why is that?
Keeps the moisture and the water and everything from blowing in against the house and rains and things, getting it wet and everything. I know where there was one my grandfather built here when he come here from great-grandfather. When he come here from France, it stayed there till about 30 years ago. I was there in it, and it just like it was when it's built. And it had 6 foot eaves on it, all the way around it.
Now, what would you call a little building that you used to use, say, for storing wood or tools?
Well, most all of us used to call them little woodsheds or...
Yeah.
Like that, if you got a woodshed at your house, or if you have, cut your wood now and store it for the winter and like that, you know.
Yeah. And what would you call outdoor toilets?
We used to call them long years ago privies.
Privies?
Yeah.
Did you have any joking words for them, or anything like that?
No, I said no joking words, but I did see in the paper the other day where I went down in Florida to install a telephone. The man wanted two telephones in his house, and he had an outdoor toilet, they called him. Now, I believe they got to call him that.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, they told him he could have three as cheap as two, so he told him put him one in the toilet then. So they installed one in the toilet for him, in the outdoor toilet.
Huh.
Nowadays, they call them bathrooms, I believe, or something like that, when you got them in the house. But, well, a long time ago, they called those old outside buildings a closet. Now, if you don't know, that's the first thing I ever know of one of them being called, an outdoor toilet. That's an outdoor toilet, but it was called a closet. And when you got to putting closets in your house, people didn't know what you meant.
Yeah.
See, you couldn't imagine that you'd have a closet in the house the same as one outside. How in the world could you use it without an odor? But, of course, you know, bathroom doings come in. And then that done away with that when you put them in the bathroom. That was when I first built here. A man said, let me build you a little clothes closet here on this part over here. So that's people couldn't understand why I had a closet in my house. Nobody else didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they were called closets and things outside, see.
Yeah. You said you grew corn for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a building where you stored corn?
Corn shed.
Corn shed?
Yep. And lots of people built a new one almost every year with poles.
Uh-huh.
Well, the next year they had that and full of junk and they built another one, put the corn in.
The building or part of a building where you'd store grain, did you ever have work?